Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Manim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Nun Hey. We're in the fourth parak, Makom Shenagu. So the three Daf is going to focus on number one. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bey stated that whether one is permitted to do work on Tisha B'Av is dependent on the Minhag Makom. B'kol Makom Tamnei Chachamim B'Telim, and in all places, even where the Minhag was to work, Tamnei Chachamim should sit idle. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Lo'olam Yasa Adam Atzmo Tamnei Chachamim." In such matters, any person can accustom himself like a Tamnei Chachamim. Now, the Gemara infers that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not concerned about the person appearing haughty, while the Rabban are concerned. This stands in contrast to a Mishnah in Brachos on Dov Yud Zayin Lebeis, where the Rabban said that a chasam may recite Shema the first night of his wedding, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he should not, as it appears, haughty, as if he's a Talmud Chacham, that cannot forgo one night without accepting Ol Malchus Shemaim. Rav Yochanan said the opinion should be reversed. Rav Shishi Bar Idi said they should not, and answered the contradiction that the Rabban hold that since everyone else is working on Tisha B'Av, it appears haughty if one does not, whereas since everybody else is saying Shema, the Chassan does not stand out. Rabban Shimon Megamlio holds that the Chassan appears haughty because we know that he cannot have the proper Kavanah on his wedding night, whereas people will attribute a person not working on Tisha B'Av as someone merely sitting idle due to a lack of work. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, V'chachamim omrim b'Yehuda ha'yo'osim molach b'arbi b'sachim ad chatzos, u'b'galil lo ha'yo'osim kol ikr. In Yehuda they would perform work on Erev Pesach until midday, while on the Galil they would not perform work at all. In terms of the night of the 14th, Beis Shammai forbids it while Beis Hillel permits it until Netzach Hamah. The machlokes regarding work on the night of the 14th is regarding places like the Galil, where they do not work the day of the 14th. Beis Shammai forbids working at night, for on Yanta the prohibition of doing milacha begins at night. Beis Hillel permits working at night, for he likens the 14th to a fast day, where the eating is forbidden only from the start of day. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Kol malacha shehischu ba kodem l'arba'asar, gomer b'arba'asar, any labor that one began before the 14th, one may finish on the 14th. However, one must not begin a labor on the 14th, even if he can finish it before chatzos. The Chachamim say three types of craftsmen are permitted to work until chatzos, tailors, barbers, and launderers, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says afrot sanim, also shoemakers. Now, it was taught in the Brais that tailors are permitted to commence work on the 14th, since we see a leniency that during Chol Hamoed an unskilled person is allowed to sew in the usual manner. Barbers and launderers are permitted, since we see a leniency that they can cut hair and launder clothes in Chol Hamoed for a person who returns from overseas or who was released from prison. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that shoemakers can manufacture shoes, since shoes can be repaired for the Oli Regalim on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yossi holds that l'medium tchilas malacha m'sof malacha. We may derive the commencement of a malacha, in this case the manufacturing of shoes, from the completion of the malacha, referring to the repairs. The leniency repaired can be extended to include all facets of shoe repair on the 14th. The Chachamim do not extend the leniency of repairing to manufacturing. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bey state that whether one is permitted to work on Tisha B'Av is dependent on the minhag makom. And in all places, even where the minhag was to work, Tamnei Chachamim should sit idle. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Lo'olam Yasa Adam Atzmo Tamnei Chachamim." In such matters, any person can accustom himself like a Tamnei Chachamim. Now, the Gemara infers that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not concerned about the person appearing haughty, while the Rabban are concerned. Now, this stands in contrast to a Mishnah in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Rabban said that a chasam may recite Shema the first night of his wedding. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you should not, as it appears, haughty, as if he's a Talmud Chacham, that can't forgo one night without accepting the Ol Malchus Shemayim. So Rabbi Yochanan said that the opinion should be reversed. Rabbi Shishi Bar Idi said they should not, and answered the contradiction that the Rabban hold that since everyone else is working on Tisha B'Av, it appears haughty not to be working, whereas since everybody else is saying Shema, the Chassan doesn't stand out. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the Chassan appears haughty because we know he cannot have the proper Kavana on his wedding night, whereas people will attribute a person not working on Tisha B'Av as someone merely sitting idle due to a lack of work. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, V'chachamim omrim b'Yehuda ha'yo'osim molachim b'arbi p'sachim ad chatzos, v'Galil lo ha'yo'osim kol ikr. In Yehuda they would perform work on Erev Pesach until midday, while in the Galil they would not perform work at all. Now in terms of the night of the 14th, Beis Shammai forbids it while Beis Hillel permits it until Netzach Hamah. The machlokes regarding work on the night of the 14th is regarding places like the Galil, where they don't work on the day of the 14th. Beis Shammai forbids working at night, for in Yantiv, the prohibition of doing malacha begins at night. Beis Hillel permits working at night, for he likens the 14th to a fast day, where the eating is forbidden only from the start of day. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Kol malacha shehitzchil ba kodem l'arba'asar, gomra ba'arba'asar. Any labor that one began before the 14th, one may finish on the 14th. However, one must not begin a labor on the 14th, even if he can finish it before midday. The Chachamim say three types of craftsmen are permitted to work until Chatzos: tailors, barbers, and launderers. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says afratzanim, also shoemakers, and regarding manufacturing of shoes. Now, as taught in the Brisa, tailors are permitted to commence work on the 14th, since we see a leniency that during Chol HaMoed, an unskilled person is allowed to sew in the usual manner. Barbers and launderers are permitted, since we see a leniency that they can cut hair and launder clothes on Chol HaMoed for a person who returns from overseas or was released from prison. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that shoemakers can manufacture shoes, since shoes can be repaired for the Oy Regalim Chol HaMoed. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yossi holds L'midin t'chilas a malacha m'sof malacha. We may derive the commencement of a malacha, in this case, manufacturing of shoes, from the completion of the malacha, referring to the repairs. The leniency of repair can be extended to exclude all facets of shoe repair on the 14th. The Chachamim do not extend the leniency of repairing to manufacturing. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Hey, and this one was selected when we had the Choose the Siman contest back in the Maseches Brachas. This one comes to us by way of Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston, Naftali Golombek from Brooklyn, and Noach Rubin from London. They suggested a speed limit sign of 55. A speed limit sign of 55. So that's our Siman for Nun Hey. So here goes. The speed limit sign holder who acted like a Talmud Chacham and didn't work on Tisha B'Av or at night on the 14th of Nisan in the Galil was upset when he was told he wasn't allowed to work Erev Pesach like his friend the shoemaker could. Once again, in slow motion. The speed limit sign holder. Speed limit sign holder? That must mean we're on Duff. Nun Hey. The speed limit sign holder who acted like a Talmud Chacham and didn't work on Tisha B'Av, which reminds us that the Gemara pointed out a seeming contradiction. The Rebbe Shimon Gamliel held that everyone can accustom themselves like a Talmud Chacham and not work on Tisha B'Av, even in a place where people do go to work, whereas in Brachas he said that a chassan should not recite Kriya Shema on the first night of his wedding because it appears haughty, as if he's a Talmud Chacham. And the Rabban held the reverse in both cases. The chassan can say Kriya Shema, but in a place where people do work on Tisha B'Av, everybody should not accustom themselves like a Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Yochanan said the opinion should be reversed. Rav Shishi Bar Idi said that they should not, and answered the contradiction, that the Rabban hold that since everyone else is working on Tisha B'Av, it appears haughty not to, whereas since everybody else is saying Shema, the chassan doesn't stand out. Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds that the chassan appears haughty because we know that he cannot have the proper kavanah on his wedding night, whereas people will attribute a person not working on Tisha B'Av as someone merely sitting idle due to the lack of work. So the speed limit sign holder, who acted like a Talmud Chacham and didn't work on Tisha B'Av, or at night on the 14th of Nisan in the Galil, which reminds us that in the Galil, where the minhag was not to work at all Erev Pesach, there's a Malchus Beis Shammai and Hillel whether they do Malacha at night. Beis Shammai forbids working at night, for in Yantar the prohibition of doing Malacha begins at night. Beis Hillel permits working at night, for he likens the 14th to a fast day, where the eating is forbidden only from the start of the day. So the speed limit sign holder who acted like a Talmud Chacham and didn't work on Tisha B'Av, or at night on the 14th of Nisan in the Galil, was upset when he was told that he wasn't allowed to work Erev Pesach like his friend the shoemaker could. Which reminds the Chachamim say three types of craftsmen are permitted to work until Chatzos Erev Pesach: tailors, barbers, and launderers. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says afratzanim, also shoemakers. Now the Chachamim permit the first three because there's a kula where their malach is permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed in certain circumstances. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that shoemakers can manufacture shoes since shoes can be repaired for the Oy Regalim on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Yossi holds L'midin t'chilas malacha m'sof malacha. We may derive the commencement of a malacha, in this case, the manufacturing of shoes, from the completion of the malacha, referring to the repairs. The leniency of repair can be extended to include all facets of shoe repair on the 14th. The Chachamim do not extend the leniency of repairing to manufacturing. So once again, the speed limit sign holder who acted like a Talmud Chacham and didn't work on Tisha B'Av, or at night on the 14th of Nisan in the Galil, was upset when he was told he wasn't allowed to work Erev Pesach like his friend the shoemaker could. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Ninov. So the siman is related to Na. We think of beavers, and we use beaver pelt hats. So here goes. The Goofy Tour Group in their beaver pelt hats. Beaver pelt hats? That must mean we're on Daf Ninov. The Goofy Tour Group in the beaver pelt hats, who ate their stomach fat sandwiches while touring Bavel, which reminds us. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Bar Chana did not adhere to the minhag in Bavel not to eat from the fats covering the straight part of the stomach, since the Mishnah states that one should adhere to the chumras of the place one travels to. And two answers are given. Abai said the Mishnah's rule applies to people going from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another, or from one place in Bavel to another, or from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, but not to those traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, kevin da'an kaifin luhu abdin kavasayu, since we, the Talmud Chachamim in Bavel, are subordinate to the Talmud Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. People coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel should act in accordance with the customs of Eretz Yisrael. Rabashi said the Mishnah's rule applies even to those coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, unless one intends to return to Eretz Yisrael, as Rabbi Bar Chana did. So the Goofy Tour Group in the beaver belt hats, who ate their stomach fat sandwiches while touring Bavel, were told to put them away because they had not seen a great authority do so. Which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Chana said to his son that he should not eat the permitted stomach fat of an animal, not in my presence and not out of my presence. For the following reason, I myself, who saw Rabbi Yochanan eating it in Eretz Yisrael, may do so here. Kedai hu Rabbi Yochanan lismoch lav, since Rabbi Yochanan is worthy of being relied upon, both in his presence and not in his presence. However, you did not see him eating it, so do not eat it, for I am not a sufficiently distinguished authority to rely upon to go against local custom. So the goofy tour group in the beaver belt hats, who ate their stomach fat sandwiches while touring Bavel, were told to put them away because they had not seen a great authority do so. And they should not work Erev Pesach at home, even though the natives will call them lazy. Which reminds us that the Gemara asks that if someone is required to keep the chumras of the place from which he came as well, then in a situation where one comes from a place where the minhag is not to do malach Erev Pesach, and he arrives in a place where they do malacha, he's clearly deviating from the local custom and invites machlokas. So Abai answers that the requirement to maintain the chumras of both locales only applies in the case where he's coming from a place that one does malach to one that does not. Rava says it will can apply to the former case, since when the locals see the newcomer not working, they'll assume that's because he's a batlan, someone who sits idle and doesn't work. Daf Nun Beis, so the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here it goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit wearing the Please Don't Excommunicate Me t-shirt, which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael, they vote to impose malchus on a yeshiva student who sins under the Rabbanan, and they don't vote to excommunicate. Rashi explains that they try to avoid excommunicating atonement as much as possible out of concern for covenant Torah that the student represents. Since malchus is a less severe punishment, the publicity generated is not so damaging to the Talmud's reputation and the Torah's honor. Rav Yosef excommunicated Rav Nassim bar Asi for traveling beyond the Tchum on the second day of Shavuos because violating the second day of Yontif is a more serious offense. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit wearing the Please Don't Excommunicate Me t-shirt tried to discern if he could eat one of the three pickled vegetables from the Shvi's barrel, which reminds us that the Mishnah and Dav Nun Amud Beis state that if one transports Peros Shvi's from a place where they have been depleted to a place where they have not been depleted, or vice versa, one must take on the chumras of both places and is chayev to do beer. Rav Yudah says, Tseva hablilcha af ata. We say to him, go out and bring for yourself. So the Gemara here attempts to clarify the malchus between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda with five different interpretations. Rav Ashi says they're taking sides in the malchus and Mishnah and Shvi's, which states that a kovish loshim kvashim b'chavis achas, one who preserves three kinds of vegetables in one barrel. Rabbi Yehuda says, ochin al rishon, we may eat all three until one is depleted in the fields. Yeshua says we may eat all three until the last species is depleted. Rav Gamliel says, Kol shekal mino min asadi yevar mino min achavis. As each species becomes depleted in the field, one shall remove that species from the barrel. And the Tanakam of our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yeshua, Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Gamliel. And the Lacha goes according to Rav Gamliel. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit wearing the Please Don't Excommunicate Me t-shirt tried to discern if he could eat one of the three pickled vegetables from the Shvi's barrel by using his high-powered binoculars to see if the chayos in the Galil had depleted that species in the fields. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a mission that teaches Shalosh Aratzos Labir, there are three lands for purposes of beer, Yehuda, Avery, Yard, and the Galil, and each one is divided into three sublands, mountains, lowlands, and valleys, to teach that people may each meet the produce in each one of the three main lands until the last subdivision in that land has become exhausted of its produce. Rav Chama bar Ukva said in the Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina that we learn this from the Pasuk, V'lehem techa v'l'chaya shibar atzecha, and it should be for your animals and for the beasts that are in your lands. As long as the chayah can each meet the produce from the field, you shall feed it to the behemah in your house. However, once the produce is depleted for the chayah in the field, you must remove it from the animal in the house. And we have a tradition that the animals in Yehuda do not travel to the Galil to forage and vice versa, but they will travel between the three subdivisions within their main land. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The moment the Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The moment the Nigerian prince who lived on the mountain full of gallnut trees, which reminds us of the Brisa where Mishmon Gamliel says that the hallmark of mountains are mealing gallnut trees, and the symbol for valleys are dekalim, day palms, and both of those are for the purpose of bikurim. The symbol for nechalim are cunning, the symbol for streams are reeds, which is for the purpose of the nachal eson, the mitzvah of egla rufa, and simon shvela shichma, and a hallmark of a plain is a sycamore tree for the purpose of buying and selling. So the moment the Nigerian prince who lived on the mountain full of gallnut trees said the meat in front of him is for Pesach, which reminds us, the Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, it's forbidden for a person to say Baser Zela Pesachu. This meat is for Pesach because it appears as one is makdish an animal as a carbon eats kachim outside Yerushalayim. And Rashi explains that it's referring even to the flesh of an animal that was already slaughtered. In this case, a person would be giving the impression that he's being makdish the value of the meat for the purpose of purchasing a Pesach. Rav Papa said The Rav's ruling applies exclusively to meat. However, in the case of wheat, it doesn't apply because it just means it's being guarded for the Chag of Pesach. So the moment the Nigerian prince who lived on the mountain full of gallnut trees said the meat in front of him is for Pesach, he was attacked by kamikaze frogs who jumped into his kneading bowls by the oven. Which reminds us that Todos Yisroel was a prominent man in Rome who instituted that the Jews should eat gedim mekulasim b'leil pesachim, kids roasted with their entrails alongside them as a commemoration of the Karban Pesach. And the rabbi said they would have excommunicated him if he wasn't a great man. He expanded that what caused Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah to make a Kiddush Hashem was the Kavachomer they made from the Tzvaradim and Mitzrayim. If the frogs were willing to give up their lives, even though they aren't mitzvah in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, all the more so we should be willing to give up our lives because we are mitzvah in that mitzvah. Daf Nun Dalet. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. The famed pasta chef made the bracha on the flame that was lit over Yom Kippur and then used it to cook a pot of noodles with seven hidden ingredients for the famished, pregnant, and nursing woman who said Ne'ilah felt like it lasted longer than Tisha B'Av and a Tina Seabor. Once again, in slow motion. The famed pasta chef made the bracha on the flame that was lit over Yom Kippur and then used it to cook a pot of noodles. Noodles? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Dalet. The famed pasta chef made the bracha on the flame that was lit over Yom Kippur, which reminds us that we resolve the contradiction statements from Rabbi Yochanan, whether one makes a bracha on light, Motzi Yom Kippur, by clarifying Rabbi Binyamin bar Yef is referring to Ur Shabbos, fire that rested on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which Rashi explains that was either lit beforehand or it was lit for a permissible reason, such as for the needs of someone who was sick. The bracha is recited because the flame which had been forbidden to use is now fully permitted. The Braisa was referring to Ur HaYotz Min HaEitz Min HaVanim, fire that issues anew from wood and stones. Since fire was created Motzi Shabbos, it's appropriate to make a bracha over such fire, but there's no reason to recite a bracha on it on Motzi Yom Kippur. So the famed pasta chef made the bracha on the flame that was lit over Yom Kippur, and then used it to cook a pot of noodles with seven hidden ingredients, which reminds us seven things are concealed from people, such as the Yom HaMisa, the day of death, Yom HaNechama, the day of consolation, the Yom HaKedin, the death of judgment, what's in someone else's mind, what business will profit in, when will Malchus Beis David arrive, and the evil Malchus will perish. So the famed pasta chef made the bracha on the flame that was lit over Yom Kippur, and then used it to cook a pot of noodles with seven hidden ingredients for the famished, pregnant, and nursing woman who said Ne'ilah felt like it lasted longer than Tisha B'Av and a Tina Seabor. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan holds that pregnant and nursing women are obligated to fast and complete their fast on Tisha B'Av, just as they're obligated to fast and complete their fast in Yom Kippur. And during Banish Mashals of Tisha B'Av, they're not permitted to eat. And that when Rabbi Yochanan said Tisha B'Av is not like a Tina Seabor for rain, he was making the distinction that on a Tina Seabor, reciting Ne'ilah is a Chiyuv, whereas on Tisha B'Av, it's a Rishus. Another answer is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that on Tisha B'Av, one does not recite the 24 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei that is said on a Tina Seabor. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Masechus Bracha Shabbos and Erevin. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss which craftsmen are permitted to commence their work? Erev Pesach. That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we know that those coming from a place where they don't do Malach Erev Pesach to a place that does should not work and the locals just think they're batlanim? That's on daf? None Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold that anyone can conduct himself like a Talmud Chacham on Tisha B'Av and not work, even a place where people do work? That's on daf. None Hey. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that one should not say Baser Zela Pesachu, as it looks like one is being makdish an animal for the Karban Pesach? That's on daf. None Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which of the one in Eretz Yisrael they tried to avoid giving a Talmud Nidui excommunication out of concern for coveted Torah that the Talmud represents? That's on Duff. Nun Beis. Good. Number 6. Which of the we have a Malchus Beisham Beisil, whether Malach is done at night on the 14th in the Galil? That's on Duff. Nun Hey. Good. Number 7. Which of the Rabbi Yosef tell his father, Rabbi Shub and Levi, that he saw in Om Hafuch, where people were saying, Asher Misha Baal Kamu Talmudu B'Yadu? That's on Duff. None. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have a 3-woman cook's wedding? What one is allowed to eat in a barrel that is pickling 3 different vegetables of peroshvius? That's on duff. Nun Beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we know that one can feed the animals in the house from shvius until the chayos in the field have depleted that species? That's on duff. Nun Beis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we know that one can make a bracha on a flame motzi Yom Kippur on a fire that had already been lit before? That's on duff. Nundod. Excellent. Now we go to the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss carrying stones to the roof for coveted brios? That's on daf. Pay off in Shabbos. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss the kinur of David Melch? That's on daf. Gemon Bracha is good. And number three, we just have to learn that my machronim is a chova. That's on Daf Yud Zayin and Erev. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.